Brady Pelton has a long title, Deputy Director of North Dakota Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties. It's his job to look out for the interests of the people living in and near the oil fields.
I wouldn't call it epidemic. I would call it a tragedy.
Pelton laments the increased cost of living that drives out longtime residents.
It's a little disheartening when you see people that are on fixed incomes and that don't make the oil field wages that a lot of people are seeing. It's sad to see them not be able to afford to live in North Dakota and have to move away.
When tens of thousands of people, most of them men, moved into western North Dakota, existing housing was inadequate and workers lived in temporary quarters. But now Pelton says the industry's needs are changing.
We're transitioning from that transient worker phase, which is evident in a lot of rig working and a lot of the service industries. We're seeing that change to more the permanent population base, the people that are going to be working on these wells over their 45 average year lifespan.
Those permanent workers need permanent housing if they're going to stick around. And Pelton says some of the problems seen so far, in particular the increased crime rate, will straighten out when families settle in.
If that price point comes down for rents and single family homes, we're going to see a lot more people here. And it's going to benefit everybody. Commerce and the oil and gas industry itself, our schools are going to prosper, and our communities are going to be good places to live. Not that they aren't now, but they have been strained by an increased population.
Pelton says the legislature set aside $1 billion toward infrastructure in the affected counties, tending to roads beaten down by oil tankers, heavy machinery, and increased traffic, and has committed incentives for affordable housing for people not making the big oil dollars. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.